He tilted my face up to his. He kissed me. Man kiss. Hard, sweet, and deep. Nearly knocked me off my feet, that kiss. And I thought for just a minute there that I had a boyfriend. I would start high school with a boyfriend, older and stronger and ready to watch out for me. He kissed me again. His teeth ground hard against my lips. It was hard to breathe. A cloud cloaked the moon. Shadows looked like photo negatives. "Do you want to?" he asked. What did he say? I didn't answer. I didn't know. I didn't speak. We were on the ground. When did that happen? No. No, I did not like this. I was on the ground and he was on top of me. My lips mumble something about leaving, about a friend who needs me, about my parents worrying. I can hear myself. I'm mumbling like a deranged drunk. His lips lock on mine and I can't say anything. I twist my head away. He is so heavy. There is a boulder on me. I open my mouth to breathe, to scream, and his hand covers it. In my head, my voice is as clear as a bell. No, I don't want to. But I can't spit it out. I'm trying to remember how we got on the ground and where the moon went, and wham! Shirt up, shorts down, and the ground smells wet and dark, and no! I'm not really here. I'm definitely back at Rachel's, crimping my hair and gluing on fake nails, and he smells like beer and mean, and he hurts me, hurts me, hurts me, and gets up.